Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's turn now to the Israel-Hamas war, which began on October 7th with the Hamas attack on Israel. 1,200 people killed, Hamas fighters taking another 240 people hostage, according to Israeli officials. This past weekend, many, including President Biden, noted the 100 days since that awful attack. Well, we're now also at 100 days of Israel's response, a ground, air, and sea assault on Gaza that's killed more than 24,000 people, according to officials in Gaza, displaced the vast majority of Gaza's 2.2 million residents, reduced its cities to rubble. And this past weekend, Prime Minister Netanyahu said again, war would continue until Hamas was eliminated. Chantal Da Silva has been covering the war for NBC News. She's based in Tel Aviv. Chantal, you know, a lot of focus on Israel this past weekend, understandably, again, marking that 100 days since that awful attack, protests for the release of hostages. Today, let's take a look at Gaza. You know, we've seen terrible images, but it feels as if some of them are moving off the radar. You know, there's a U.S. election, there's outages in Gaza. Can you just remind us, and maybe even further, what you're seeing Gazans deal with?
Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me on. Well, you know, 100 days in, I think it's clear this war has had a devastating impact on Gazans. We've seen more than 24,000 people killed, around two-thirds of which have been children and women, at least 60,000 people injured, and many more missing and presumed dead, according to Palestinian health officials. And you know, while our access to Gaza as journalists outside is limited, we're able to speak with people on the ground. We see the video and accounts coming in from our crew on the ground who are just doing unimaginable and incredible work every day. And we see the footage from civilians themselves, sometimes in real time. And, you know, the picture that's painted is, of course, one of death, devastation, destruction, grief, hunger, a spiraling humanitarian crisis where access to food, water, medicine, and other essentials is limited. Recently, we had three major UN agencies stress that Gaza is urgently in need of more aid, or its civilians face famine or disease. And that is a cry that's been made repeatedly over the past months. And yeah. Of course, there's also, you know, the matter of shelter as temperatures drop. And it's safe to say it's a worsening situation with 85% of the population displaced.
Yeah. Here's UN Secretary General Guterres in a press briefing yesterday.
Life-saving relief is not getting to people who have endured months of relentless assault at anywhere near the scale needed. The long shadow of starvation is stalking the people of Gaza, along with disease, malnutrition, and other health threats.
Chantal, I'm betting you're going to feel what I'm about to express, which is we've heard about this starvation stalking for a while now. It feels as if starvation must be there. And, you know, how is there any sense of any aid or more aid getting in?
Right. Well, you know, I know that efforts have been underway. At the same time, it's been repeatedly stressed by various agencies that it's simply not enough. And, you know, what's at risk is the possibility of famine. We've heard from people on the ground that, you know, they can go days without a day without eating. They sometimes can get a meal a day. So, you know, it's just sounding like not enough aid is getting in. And it's been an issue over the course of this conflict. And of course, you know, the point that you're making, it definitely makes sense. At the same time, you know, you just have people sort of doing what they can to make ends meet, you know, yeah, as you would expect of anyone in this situation.
Yeah. Are people in Israel, where you are, seeing those images from Gaza?
Yes, I would say many are. You know, it's a topic that certainly comes up in interview to interview. whether it's with families of people currently held hostage in Gaza, if it's everyday Israelis who are inevitably impacted by this war, to members of the IDF, it does come up and you get varying responses. People are aware of the situation. You know, some obviously struggle with that reality as they also sort of push forward the demand to see hostages released. And, you know, it's there's mourning here, there's grief as well, there's anger. But, you know, you do have many people still expressing sympathy and empathy for the situation while dealing with their own feelings.
Well, and also dealing with, depending on who you listen to, the notion that this war is going to expand into the region or already has. What's your sense in the minute we have of how Israelis are feeling encircled by violence?
Yes, I think that's definitely a reality. I mean, you have tensions at the northern border with Lebanon. Meanwhile, you also have the situation with the Houthis in Yemen. So I think that's very much felt here. People are sort of wanting the de-escalation of tensions, right? Understandably. I think it's very palpable, particularly in recent weeks, we felt it. And, you know, we've had these evacuations of areas near the northern border, for example. You know, there are many families here in Tel Aviv who have been displaced from their homes for the current time. You know, there are all around. So obviously it's very real for them.
Yeah. I have to stop you. Yeah, I have to stop you there. But thank you so much, Chantal Da Silva with NBC News, for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.